Welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo, the director of AGLCA. Today, I have some members of the Homeport crew with me, Janice Cromer and Beth McHugh, and we'll be having a little discussion and giving you a preview of the upcoming spring rendezvous. We are coming to you live today, so if you do have questions you'd like to ask, you can call us at 818-475-9328. And before we get started, I'd like to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. And as always, we encourage everyone listening to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. Janice and Beth, thank you for dialing in today and talking with me.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
It's nice to be back.
Yes, it's nice to have you back. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Spring Rendezvous because it is coming up soon. It's going to be a great event, and we've got some things that are a little bit different from the past rendezvous. So, where should we start?
Well, why don't we go over the dates and location again?
Perfect idea. The Spring Rendezvous is May 4th through 7th. That's a Monday through Thursday. So, May 4th through 7th in Norfolk, Virginia. The events, the seminars, the meals will be at the Sheraton Norfolk. And the marina, which is just outside the back doors of the Sheraton, is Waterside Marina, which is a completely 100% transient marina that they reserve for AGLCA for our rendezvous each year.
Fantastic. I noticed it's sometimes hard to find the address of the Sheraton. It's actually right on Waterside Drive. I know most of our listeners have probably never been to a rendezvous. What is it? What is it all about?
Well, basically, it is one of the premier events for AGLCA each year. We have two rendezvous, spring and fall, and it is just a great opportunity for loopers to get together, whether you are just still dreaming about the Great Loop, whether you're actively planning your Great Loop trip, or whether you're actually cruising the Great Loop now. There are opportunities for you to come and learn, to have that camaraderie that we see that happens instantaneously among loopers because you have this shared passion and this shared interest. And it's also a great place where a lot of our gold loopers, those who have finished the loop, come back to share their experiences and their knowledge and also to see friends that they looped with. So it's a great mix of loopers at every stage, gives opportunities to ask questions, gather information, and just have a lot of fun with other loopers.
Well, I'm just curious, what's the typical mix of, you know, people in progress to people planning?
Well, that's a good question. Janice, you may actually have to help me answer that. It varies a little bit from the spring to the fall rendezvous. And as most of you know, I've taken over the responsibility for planning these from Janice, specifically starting with this spring rendezvous. So I've done most of the planning. In the spring, we tend to have a higher number, I believe, of people actually doing the loop because people tend to start out in the spring. And we also have a lot of people who are planning that are within the metropolitan areas that can easily get to Norfolk, Virginia. I don't have a count quite yet on what that mix is going to be for this spring. I don't know if Beth, if you have any explanation about it for this spring, or Janice, if you can tell us about the past spring rendezvous.
Well, actually, I have the attendee list open, and it looks like it's about 50-50 between the planning and the in-progress, and then a much smaller number of people who have completed.
And that's what I was going to say in my past experience. Well, I should say in the recent past. Last year, it was just almost exactly, and again, a very small percentage of loopers that were finished, but just about 50-50% of planning and in progress. Didn't used to be that way. Several years ago when we started the rendezvous, especially in the fall at Joe Wheeler State Park, there was a large concentration of what we call our gold loopers, and they would get together and just kind of relive their experiences. I think a lot of that may have changed. to the better, I think, with the beginning, with the start of our Gold Looper reunion that we started, what was that, Beth, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And I think since we now have a mechanism or a planned get-together for our Gold Loopers, that's kind of gained in popularity and left the doors open for our newer members for the rendezvous, which for Joe Wheeler is a really good thing because everybody knows we're very short on space there. So let's plan on 50-50 for the spring rendezvous in Norfolk. Kind of got off the subject there, sorry.
Right, but what I can tell you is that we always have lots of Gold Loopers come back to share their knowledge as speakers and presentations for the spring, and that's this spring is no exception. We've got lots of Gold Loopers coming back to give presentations on different topics related to the Great Loop, and the rendezvous are always open to Gold Loopers. We love to have them come back. The association really appreciates their input and their knowledge. We've got an advisory council made up of Gold Loopers, and most of them, when they can, come to the rendezvous. So I think that the number in this, just for Gold Loopers that we've asked to come either as our advisory council or as presenters, it's probably in the range of about 20 Gold Loopers in that category. And then we have some that also just come as an attendee to share their information. I think Janice's phone actually may have just dropped her, so we'll continue, Beth, without her for the time being.
Okay. Well, what about the people who are planning? If they haven't bought their boat yet, is there some event for them where they can actually see people who are looping on, currently looping, and get on their boats and take a tour and things like that?
Yes, there is. And what Beth is describing are our looper crawls. Definitely one of the most popular features of the rendezvous. It's an opportunity, 3 afternoons during the rendezvous to get out onto the docks, and some of the members and attendees who came there on their boats will open up their boats for the rest of us who are still planning and dreaming to explore. So it's a great opportunity to see a lot of different loop-capable boats in the same place, and it's a great opportunity to see what they're really like when people are living aboard, which is a lot different than when you go to a boat show and see a boat that nobody's living on right now, so there's nobody's stuff. It's a little bit different when somebody's planning a long-term cruise on their boat and has the stuff associated with that stored in the little nooks and crannies on the boat. So it's a great opportunity to at least collect information if you're in the market for a looping boat on what types of features you might like to see when you actually go out to make that purchase. So that happens 3 afternoons. Another great thing that, well, we're hoping it's going to be great, but it's a new session that we're trying out this year. We've invited 4 different Gold Loopers who did the loop on 4 very different types of boats. And they're going to do a panel discussion one of the afternoons at the rendezvous that will kind of tell the attendees the features and benefits about the boat they did it in, why they chose that, and have a long opportunity for the audience to ask the panelists questions. And that should also help people who are in the market for a looping boat to start to identify some of the types of things that they'd like to do. And what we've got scheduled is someone who did the loop on a somewhat, you know, typical trawler type boat that a lot of people do the loop in. We have someone who did the loop on a sailboat. We have someone who did the loop on a 28-foot, I believe, power cat. And we've got someone who did the loop on a sport cruiser. So 4 very different boats, all suitable choices for the Great Loop. And you'll be able to find out more about how the loop worked for those specific boaters. So that should be an interesting session.
Kim?
And I see that Janice is back.
I was going to say, I got cut off for a while, so I don't know if you've covered the seminar. So I don't want to ask questions if you've already covered it. So just let me know.
We really haven't. We haven't talked about the seminars at all.
Okay. Is now a good time to cover that?
Absolutely. The seminars are following somewhat of what we have as the traditional format. We like to make sure that all of the loopers have the information, the navigation information, that they really need to safely cruise the loop. So in the spring in Norfolk, we will start from Norfolk and give you informational sessions on the route ahead from there to Joe Wheeler State Park, which is the site of the fall rendezvous. So we'll be covering in great detail the northern half of the Great Loop. So in the main room will be those detailed navigational sessions covering what to see, where to anchor, different marinas, things like that. In a high level of detail, most of our speakers use charts to point out things that you should see or things that you should avoid, in fact. So that's what happens in the main room. At the same time, there's a second track that gives the attendees another choice. And the second track is a little bit more general boating topics, but we keep them very specific to the Great Loop. So there will be a session on, we call it the ABCs of looping, or don't leave the dock without. And it's information on essentially planning for the Great Loop trip and what you need to make sure that you have with you. Many, many sessions in that secondary track. A little bit new and different in the emergencies aboard session, which we've covered before. Dr. Jerry Reeves will be back to present that topic. But we're also adding some information on how to evacuate in the event that you need that type of service. And we're also hoping to add another physician who offers services specific to boaters, where they can call and get medical information regardless of where they are. So we're changing that a little bit. We're bringing back the men's and women's sessions, which have been popular many years, and we've kind of alternated between that and kind of an open panel discussion. But we are bringing back the men's and women's sessions this year, where the men gather in one of the rooms and the women gather in the other room. And it's just an opportunity to ask the questions that maybe you wouldn't want to ask in a bigger group. I know it's somewhat stereotypical, but the women tend to discuss things about the galley and things about shopping and what to do along the loop, where the men tend to focus on a little bit more of the technical questions, such as engine maintenance. Again, I know that's stereotypical, but that's typically the way the conversations seem to drift during those sessions.
Is it permitted for a man to attend the woman's session or vice versa if they aren't necessarily interested in the stereotypical subjects?
Sure, absolutely. We're happy to have anybody who wants to attend the session. Another thing we're doing, actually a little bit different, is we're having kind of a side trip round robin almost. We'll have two different rooms, and each room will be talking about a different side trip for about 40 minutes, and then there'll be an opportunity for people to switch rooms if they choose to, and we'll be covering two more side trips. So in the space of about an hour and a half, you have the opportunity to hear about four side trips. And each attendee will have to pick two of the four. And the side trips we're covering are the Ohio River, the Upper Mississippi, the Potomac River, and then the Lake Erie route that takes you the entire way through the Erie Canal and into Lake Erie and how you can do the loop that way. So that's also something different.
Excuse me. Can you mention in all these great seminars, do we have to decide ahead of time? I mean, do you sign up for each particular seminar when you get there, or is it kind of just you can go as your mood strikes you that day?
We're keeping it the way it's been, where you can just choose on-site at the start of each seminar which you would prefer to go to. And, of course, people who attend have couples sometimes split up so that they can get all of the content. But, no, you do not have to make these decisions ahead of time. You don't have to pre-register for individual seminars. You're welcome to just come on and see what mood you're in when the seminar is starting.
And what about access to the ones that you can't get to? I mean, I don't mean access. What about a permanent record? I know last year at the Fall Rendezvous, some of our sponsors were nice enough to sponsor flash drives with some of our seminars on it.
Yes, Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob Publications are doing that again. They are providing a USB drive, and we've left it up to the speakers. Some of them put a lot of time and effort and work, and this is more than a hobby for them. So some of them prefer not to put all of their content out there, but are very willing to answer any questions you might have and talk with you on a one-on-one basis or send you details on a one-on-one basis. But where the speakers choose to, we will be loading those USB drives with the presentation slides and or any handouts from that.
Fantastic.
So if you do choose one seminar over the other, you do still have the opportunity to review what happened in the one that you've missed.
It's a great opportunity.
Yes, and we thank our sponsors, Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob, are great to do that for us again, so we appreciate that.
I think Beth covered some of the other things to do while the during the rendezvous.
We did.
I know
we
I
talked
heard
about
talk about the Lupercurls, and did we go over the VSCs?
We didn't. We really just talked about the opportunities that are there if you're shopping for a boat. So what Janice is mentioning is vessel safety checks. If you are coming on your boat, we will be organizing vessel safety checks through the local power squadron and the local Coast Guard auxiliary, and also some of our members who are certified inspectors. So if you are there on a boat and would like to have a free vessel safety check, we do those generally around the same times as the looper crawl. So in that afternoon time frame from about 3:30 to 5:30, all of the activity moves from inside the Sheraton out to the docks at Waterside Marina. So it's a good time.
And what other opportunities are there to mingle during the rendezvous, the typical day?
We've got lots of that. And as I said, we find that, as most of you who are out there looping or getting ready to loop know, there's just this instant rapport and instant camaraderie among loopers because of the shared dream and passion. So there are lots of chances to mingle, to get to know other attendees. We have meals. There's 6 meals included with the rendezvous, and those are all chances to sit at different tables if you choose and chat with different attendees. We have
and
some
that's included in the fee? I'm sorry. The price of the meals is included in the registration fee?
Exactly. 6 meals, 3 lunches, 3 dinners are included in the registration fee, and those are group meals. So, again, an opportunity to meet other people that are doing this or are interested in this. We also have some receptions that we do just before dinner. And during that whole time, also at registration time, we do some kind of icebreaker activities that people can choose to participate in to get to know some other members. This year we're going to be doing a people bingo game, a little bit different than we've done in the past. And there are also plenty of opportunities during those meals, during the registration time period, to visit the exhibits. We have several sponsors who exhibit at the rendezvous. So you can look for different services that you may need for looping and talk with our sponsors about how you can go about working with them as you get ready or as you continue your loop. And, of course, the AGLCA ship store is there as well, so you can buy some of the guidebooks that you may need. And, of course, I can't leave without a rendezvous T-shirt.
How do we register? I mean, is it open to the general public? And do we call somebody or do we go on the webpage? Or how can our people interested come to the rendezvous?
That's a great question. It is a members-only event. So if you would like to come to the rendezvous and you're a member, you are ready and able to register for the rendezvous. If you're not a member, you do have to join first, which you can do at our website at greatloop.org. So members who would like to register, you can go to the events tab in our navigation bar and click on rendezvous and reunions. And you'll find additional information about this event. You'll find the full complete agenda with speaker information. And you can register right there. That's the easiest way to do it. If for some reason you prefer not to do it on the internet, you can call Janice to register. And Janice, maybe you can tell them the best way to reach you.
Sure, 843-879-5040. Or just email me. The easiest way to do it is just info@greatloop.org and ask me to get in touch with you about the rendezvous. Now, there's no pre-time requirement to be a member, correct, Kim? In other words, if I want to, I can become a member today and then register immediately.
Yes, exactly. You have to do the membership purchase first.
Okay.
But then you can immediately then do a purchase for the rendezvous.
But I would imagine because of the meal requirements, you must pre-register for the rendezvous. I mean, you can't just show up.
Right. You do have to pre-register. We probably will be closing registration online about a week or so before the event. I don't have a specific date yet, but I would suggest not to wait till that last second. So if you are planning to attend, I would suggest going online and registering. We've already got about as many registrants as we had in total last year, with about 3 to 4 weeks, I guess, till the event actually starts. So it will be bigger than last year. There's plenty of room at the facility here, so I don't anticipate it selling out like we've had happen at the Joe Wheeler State Park Rendezvous a few times. This facility is much larger, so like I said, I don't anticipate a sellout, but we will have a bigger event than last year, so I wouldn't wait till the last second to register. And again, I'm not exactly 100% sure the specific date registration will close online, but we will put that in the discussion forum when we've got a date.
And just a rough idea, when you say, you know, bigger than last year, how many people are we expecting?
Right
Beth,
now we've got about...
You know that. I'm sorry.
We've got about 175 attendees as of right now, and that's about the same as the total we had last year. And like I said, we've got 3 to 4 weeks before the event starts, so we are expecting some more attendees.
Great. Well, I think that answers all of my questions. Beth, you've been at one rendezvous or two at this point.
I think I've actually been to three.
Have you?
Yeah. I know nobody pays attention when I'm there.
You're very quiet.
I've been to at least two in Norfolk and one in Charleston. And
I forgot about the Charleston, yeah.
Yeah, I might have actually been to three in Norfolk.
Okay, great. Many people probably don't remember. I forgot. We actually had our first spring rendezvous right in our home port of Charleston. I think it was 7 years ago. So we've grown considerably.
We've actually had two in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've been in Norfolk for several years now, so it's a great spot because of the accessibility of the marina right at the hotel. It's very difficult to find an ideal location for the rendezvous because the ideal is exactly what is there in Norfolk, a hotel with the required amount of meeting space that literally has a marina steps outside the door, and that marina has transient space for anywhere between 30 and 50 boats, which is what we typically bring in. So difficult to find a spot. Norfolk fits the bill very well, so that's why we've been there for a few years now, and we'll be there again May 4th through 7th.
Very good. I can't think of anything else that we need to cover.
I think that's it. But if anyone listening does have any additional questions, again, you can reach Janice at info@greatloop.org. You can reach me at krusso@greatloop.org. And there's a ton of information about the Great Loop itself and about this event at the website. And that, of course, is greatloop.org. Until next week, we appreciate you listening. And I just realized we also want to play a message from one of our sponsors. So we will play that, and then we'll wrap up for today. Thank you, Beth and Janice, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck at the rendezvous.
Homeport Marina is the Alabama Gulf Coast premier facility, located in beautiful Gulf Shores, Alabama. Amenities include concrete floating docks, 30, 50, and 100-amp electrical services, Valtech gasoline and diesel, phone, cable, wireless internet is available, pump-out facilities, and 24-hour restrooms, showers, and laundry. Homeport Marina is a proud commander sponsor of the AGLCA. For more information, visit www.homeportmarina.net.
Thank you all for listening. We hope to see you in Norfolk. And until next week on our Great Loop Radio, thank you for listening and safe cruising.